Okay, so
let us begin with the continue the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah in Yesoda HaTorah. So here is where he again lists this as one of the foundations. Mi Yesoda Hadas Leida Shakel Menabes Bnei Ha'odom. One of the foundations of religion is to know that Hashem gives people prophecy. Ve'eina nevuah chala Eila. And nevuah only rests upon Chacham Gadol B'chochma, a person who's very wise, Gibor B'medoisav, powerful in his character, V'lo Yitzrom is Gabra Alav B'davah Me'olam, who is completely in control of his inclinations, Elohim is Gabra B'daitol Yitzra Tamid, he in his intellect always overpowers his evil inclination, V'u Ba'al Dea Rechava Nechona Amod, he has a very broad and correct perception of the world. So, as you probably know, the Gemara says Chacham Gibor V'Oshir, etc. Right, and so some Farshim like the Rambam understand this as metaphors for, you know, Chacham, literally, but Gibor doesn't mean a hero. Gibor means Ezu Gibor Hakovish Yitzro type thing. Ashir Samea Pecholka. But there are some who say, I think it's the Drosha Saran, who says that they're quite literal, because since the main purposes of the Navi was to give tochacha, to rebuke people, to have influence on people, to encourage people, it was important that he be of a physical stature that would engender respect, that he be independent financially. As the Gra, I think, points out, Rabbi Yehuda Anossi was fabulously wealthy. So it's not by coincidence, right? He's the one who writes the Mishnah, because if a person is dependent upon others, then there's always a subtle and sometimes not so subtle pressure from those others upon whom he's dependent, right? You know, you can imagine the funding commission for the Mishnah. Listen, Rabbi, we're not comfortable with that. Language is a little harsh regarding Upper Chorusim. You know, one of the big donors is an Upper Chorus, right? So, you know, that type of thing. So it's the independence that he had by being wealthy was very important for writing the Mishnah in such a way that he's not beholden to anyone. Right? You don't like it? Sorry, goodbye. Right. So, and physical stature, he should look impressive. He should be someone who people can, the fact of the matter is, people are attracted to someone who's handsome, someone who's tall. But that's a vehicle or a tool that he will use for his nevuah to be heard, etc. But anyway, the Rambam understands it in the way that we probably would intuitively have understood it, right? Which is that it means he overcomes his Yetzer Hara and so on and so forth. So he says, Adam Shuma Mula B'chol Amida Sa'ilu, Shalem B'gufoi, the person who is full of all these good attributes, and here he does actually say, Shalem B'gufoi, K'shi Kanes L'Pardes, V'yimshach B'oysan Yanim Agdoilim Arachoykim, when he enters into Paradise, into the knowledge of Hashem, and the investigation of that, and all those great ideas, and he has the correct perception, and not only that, but he also has to isolate himself from people. People are very distracting, right? The guy who's going to receive the word of Hashem, so he's saying that one of the things he has to do is actually involve himself in some level of isolation from the general public, midarkei kol ha'am, and from the ways of the people in general, haholchim b'machashchei hazman, who are basically following the darkness of the times, meaning whatever the latest trend is, the business, the whole, you know, which fills people's minds. So haholchim mezarez moy, so he infuses himself umalabed nafsho shlotiyo lamachshava klal be'echad bin dvarim b'teilim. He trains himself that he never ever thinks about anything which is idle, anything which is temporary, anything which is irrelevant, etc.
What does it say that he should separate from people?
Miskadesh v'hoylech upoyresh midarkei klal ha'am. I guess you could understand that as meaning that he, not that he separates from people, but he separates from the ways of those people. Although we do find in Tanakh that the Nevi'im were misboided, right? The Bnei Hanavim would be away from the city, would be in a cave or whatever. Ela da'eu da'ito penuya tamid lamaila kshura tachas akisei. See, his mind is always focused on the positive, like the Tanya talks about. I think we may have mentioned when it comes to dreams, he says that the degree to which a person's dreams, the dreams that a person has, are a reflection of what he focuses on. So he says, if his mind is always focused on illusion, fantasy, falsehood, so his dreams will be the same. If a person is completely and utterly focused on truth and reality, his dreams will be true. So the Tanya says, so if we have weird, dreams which are not reflections of reality and truth, it's because we are often not reflecting on reality and truth. Right? So our minds are not there. So, which is similar to the idea of Nevuah. And he says, Lahavim ba'ois and suras hakadosh ha'toros, etc. What I'm pointing out, I just want to point out from this Rambam, is the Rambam understands it as not something that a person who has not developed themselves, that a person who has not developed themselves intellectually and in their character traits and in every way, is not something they can achieve. They're not going to have no nevuah to the ignorant. Right? Not going to happen. And he says also in the second halacha, Hanaviyim milos milos, saying there are many different levels of nevuah. There are different levels, and there are certain prophets who are greater than others. Just wanted to point out, apropos of last week's parasha, is fantastic Hemek Davar. It's not directly related to this, but it is, I thought it would be worthwhile seeing anyway. Hemek Davar says, Sorah. So Rashi already says that when Hashem said to throw out Ishmael, so Sarah said to throw out Ishmael, and Avraham objected, Aloy das Benot, it was his son, and so Hashem says, Kol Hashatom Alecha Sarah Shema B'Koil, everything Sarah says, listen to her voice, right? So there Rashi says that Avraham was tafel to Sarah B'Nius. He was lesser than Sarah in prophecy. Which is a little strange, because, if you look at the who Hashem spoke to more, obviously it's Avraham Avinu, right? And Sarah, there's very little interaction, right? So here he says this. First of all, he points out Shnei Chaye Sarah, that Chaye doesn't only mean life, but it also means Simcha, being in a state of Simcha. Simcha, Sameach Va'alaz V'lo Itzavon, happy, joyous, without depression. So Shnois Chaim V'Sholom, etc., etc. Chaim Ba'aretz HaChaim, he brings some rayas for this. He says, Acha Kol Zeh Yeshul is by third line, Masha Amru Sha'avram Haya Tafel Asara Ben Avias. Ve'ein Zeh Eila Tema. This is shocking. That's a misprint. Should be Eila as opposed to La'el. So. Right. Ha'adam HaGodol Asher Diba Hashem Imoi Kama Pa'amim. This great man who Hashem spoke to numerous times, Yeh Tafel Asara? Shaloi dibur ima Hashem kiim dibur echad. The only time we find Hashem speaking to her directly is when he says, Loi kitzachak, no, you did laugh. Which is, right? Umefarshim barabba shu dvar Hashem, ela hakavonu hushaya tafel baruach hakoidesh. He says, what Chazal really mean here is that he was inferior to her in the area of ruach hakoidesh. Sharei shnei dvarim haim. He says there's two ideas. Ruach hakoidesh and nevuah. What is Ruach HaKodesh? Masha Odom is boided. He meditates, or he's alone. Umashre alav Ruach HaKodesh v'yodeya masha ro'eh. Omnam lo diber imoy Hashem. He knows what Hashem wants. He knows what is Rotzen Hashem without Hashem speaking to him. For example, Sarah knew that Ishmael should be thrown out of the house. Hashem didn't tell her that. He did tell it to Avraham afterwards. Right, and we find actually that in a number of generations like this, right, Rivka knew. She says to her son Yaakov, "Va'ata b'ni shma b'koli, listen to my voice." In some editions of Rashi, "koli" means kol ruach hakodesh. But certainly, did we find that Hashem told her to fool Yitzchak and to take the brachas for Yaakov? No, but she knew that was the right thing to do. How did Yitzchak find out about this? By external circumstances. Right? Rachel and Leah. Okay, so Yaakov gets a dream. Hashem comes to him in a dream, in a nevuah, and Hashem says to him, it's time to leave. So he goes to Rachel and Leah, and he says, look, Hashem told me I have to leave. What's their reaction? Their reaction is that Ha'od lanu chelek v'nachla im aseinu. Do we have any further connection? Right? Halokin ocharias the shavu. We are like strangers. In other words, their reaction is, of course. Of course. So he's saying that is what's called Ruach HaKodesh. Knowing what HaKodesh Baruch Hu wants without actually Hashem speaking to you. Okay? Unavuah hu b'china gedoyla v'rabim azeh k'moy shebi'arnu. Navua is when Hashem actually speaks to the person. It's related to the word niv svasayim, expressions of the lips. V'dovet ha-melech zachal ishneyem. Amaruach Hashem diber bi umilosa aloshoini. Hashem, the Spirit of Hashem spoke within me. That's Ruach HaKodesh. Umilosoi, and his words aloshoini on my tongue, i.e. that's navua. Haino Ruach Hashem hu Ruach HaKodesh. Hamoifia al dvaratz moi. V'gam milosa aloshoini shu navoi mamash. Avram ha-egodol bi navua. In other words, so in Nevuah, Avram was greater. But in Ruach HaKodesh, Sarah was greater. Aleph, Avram b'tzikai aman higa oyla madrichin la'avodas Hashem, k'mo shekasav l'faneinu, nosi elokim mivur l'faneinu, mishi iskoi im hamon rabba eni yochel izboiden kol kach. So Avram is out there all the time, working with people. Right, negotiating with people, being the car of the Ovdei Avodah Zorah, right, etc., etc. So, in as much as he's out there, to focus on what the inner voice tells you requires a separation and an isolation from people. Being always involved with people outside, externally, did not allow him to have that, peace of mind, his boydidus, that is required for Ruach HaKodesh, which is a much more internal. It's like a Nevuah, which is inside out. Comes from the inside, goes out. Masha'en kein Sarah, ha'yisir sheves ba'ohola b'gedusha v'tahara. Sarah, on the other hand, dwelt in the tent. Right? In purity and holiness. She didn't have the distraction of the outside world, and so she was able to focus much more on her internal self and understand the Ruach HaKodesh, what is Dvar Hashem. He quotes here the Chazon Sofer, a very famous introduction to Yoredeya, where he talks about the difference between Chanoich and Avraham, where Chanoch achieved his great spirituality, where he doesn't even say he died, he just says Chanoch Enenu, because he isolated himself from people, so he was able to achieve a higher spiritual level than Avraham Avinu. But Avraham Avinu was the one called Avraham Ohavi, Avraham my beloved, because he sacrificed his own level and was actually reached out to people and did not isolate himself. So there's the Chazon Sofer also saying that Avram was not, that's not what he did. So number one, so that's very interesting, that Ruach HaKodesh is type of like knowing what's going inside the Neshama, which has got to be Dvar Hashem, Ruach HaKodesh. And that requires his boydidus, that requires some level of isolation. That's what Sarah had. She was in the tent. Shenis. Second reason Sarah had this, Da'ein Ruach HaKodesh Chal Eilem Atoch Simcha Shol Mitzvah. V'Sarah Zeh Tzikasa Lehipalei Shehaisa Ve'emunasa B'tochem Chazak Mo'od Nale. Sarah's great midah was that she was always in a state of happiness and joy. Amar Sarah La'avram Abhavtacha Ani Be'emuna Mishabah Mekoach Havtachi Adir Mamar En Havtacha La'atzadikim, etc., etc. Ayim Ashikosav, I'm sorry. Mashenken Sarah Shehaisa Chazaka Be'emunasa B'li Shum Havtacha. Sarah was completely right, secure in her belief, without any explicit promise from Hashem. Alkein lo nitz'atzva kol yameya. She never became sad. She was never sad. That's how she attained Ruach HaKodesh. So when it says chayei sara, shnei chayei sara, the Mahemek Davar is understanding that as the years of Sarah's simcha. So it says vayu chayei sara. She lived 127 years. That means how long she lived. And then at the end of the pasuk where it says Shnei Chayesara again, that means that those 127 years she was in Simcha. The word Chayei, she lived. As you know, we sometimes say that as well, right? That in English, right? To live. It's a state of Simcha. And that's how she achieved this incredible Ruach HaKodesh. So again, it is interesting to see that he's talking about two different types of Nevuah, communication from Hashem. One is knowing from the inner voice of Hashem what is the correct thing, what is Rotzon Hashem. That requires his boydidus and an inward focus. And the other is Nevuah, which is the outsider. I heard from Ramosha Shapiro, he's saying that Ruach HaKodesh tends to be of the more feminine aspect of Nevuah. And Nevuah, in the sense of God speaking, Hashem speaking from outside in, is the more male aspect of Nevuah. And consequently, the majority of Nevi'im, you know, at least the recorded ones, were men. But it also explains why in Halacha he was saying that he feels that's maybe why the idea of public roles are the male roles generally, whereas the private is the woman. Because if the woman's purpose, one of her jobs, I guess, is to be focused on the inner self, then distraction from external world is not good for that. So, like Sarah versus Avraham, who was out there all the time, right? And he had Nevuah, yes, but the Ruach HaKodesh, he didn't have to the same degree. He apparently had it, but not to the same degree as Sarah. So when the Rambam says there's many different levels of Nevuah, so the Haimek Davar is saying not only that, but the different types of styles of Nevuah. There's the inside out, the outside in, etc., which is also, as Chazal call it, a form of Nevuah. And as we saw in different generations, the Ovis and the Imahos, that was actually the split between the Ovis and the Imahos. The Imahos, Rachel and Leah knew that to leave the house of Lavan. Yaakov is informed in a dream. Rivka knew the brachas had to go to Yaakov. Yitzchak finds out by the circumstances. Sarah knew that Yishmael had to be thrown out. Avram is told by Hashem. And so on and so forth. Okay. It just reminds me of a Robert Heinlein once said, women and cats do whatever they darn please. Men and dogs should relax and get used to it. They know internally what's the right thing. It's almost like a Ruach HaKodesh. Yeah. So you have a good start.